producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday evening, 1 mile from the center of downtown El Paso, Texas, our reporter Joe Biggs, dressed up as an ISIS terrorist with an ISIS flag, a sword, and a severed head, crossed near a park full of people into the United States. Now, the reason we're doing this is to show the war on terror is a hoax and a fraud. Our borders are wide open. Criminal elements of our government are openly funding and supporting ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda, and Iraq. And this is being done to show that if there are terror attacks in this country, the government let it happen while letting illegal aliens fly without IDs, while harassing citizens and using the terror attacks of 9/11 as we approach the 13th anniversary to take our basic freedoms. This report is extremely powerful. You can see the video at InfoWars.com. Here it is for the radio audience.
Have issued a terror alert and believe an attack by the terrorist group ISIS is imminent on or before September 11th, the 13th anniversary of the worst attack on American soil. InfoWars investigates just miles from the center of El Paso, Texas, where we were able to cross the river from Mexico into America. Thousands of other than Mexicans cross our borders from over 75 different countries. InfoWars has shown you time and time again that our borders are intentionally left unsecured, and now these ISIS psychopaths are ready to strike at targets on American soil. We know our government has created and funded ISIS, so whether or not this is a real threat or a false flag, the globalists are now one step closer to their end game, stripping us of all our liberties. So we dress up like an ISIS jihadi to be as obvious as possible, to show and to illustrate just how wide open the border really is.
I'll narrate for radio listeners. Joe Biggs, dressed up like Osama bin Laden, basically, like James O'Keefe did, chops off a head, simulated, and with the bloody head, the ISIS official flag we recreated in our art department in a jihadi outfit and head turban, walks right out of Juarez, Mexico, across the one-foot-deep Rio Grande, and makes this announcement. By the way, the feds say ISIS is operating over the border. They expect an attack is imminent. Whether that's true or not, we're illustrating why isn't it secure? There are less cops, more patrol there than there are in Austin, Texas, downtown.
Thank you, Obama, for leaving your southern borders open so ISIS can terrorize America. ISIS thanks you, President Obama. We claim this land for Sharia law.
If ISIS can enter America, then anyone can. So why are they setting up internal checkpoints and airports and highways and turning schools into prisons, but not securing the border where thousands of other than Mexican or Latin Americans pour across from the Middle East and other areas? And we're not here demonizing Arabs or Muslims. We're pointing out the globalists have funded the most radical, vicious, sectarian, murderous cannibals who sexually mutilate children, who cut children's heads off, who are doing all these horrible things. They're being turned loose. 11 aircraft are missing in Libya. you can just feel they're getting ready to stage something big. So we're here documenting. It's wide open. They let it happen, bare minimum. So hopefully we shame the government into protecting our southern border. That's the goal. We got three big guests, including a top NSA whistleblower, coming up today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, the fifth day already of September 2014. We'll be back tonight with an original transmission, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News with myself and the rest of the crew and reporters. And then, of course, I'll be back live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker, joining us now with his film opening in theaters in different parts of the country. There's No Place Like Utopia, exposing the Obama administration, their plan to literally implode this country by design to build socialism and communism on the ashes of it. We also have a special guest joining us who's an activist and filmmaker, exposing the globalist Federal Reserve System and fighting back. And William Binney, the top number four man from the NSA, who has said that it's a totalitarian takeover program,
will be joining us to talk about these so-called mystery cell towers, parallel construction, and really how deep the rabbit hole goes on NSA spying. So very prestigious guest, very hard to get, always a major news-making interview. That should be very informative when he joins us for his third visit. He's been on with David Knight on the Nightly News and then been on the syndicated radio show about a month ago. He's going to be joining us again today to analyze the latest information. Wow, let's go over the headlines here first. NATO approves troops on Russian border. Both sides in conflict agree to cease fire. Former U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union, the U.S. and NATO are provoking the Ukrainian crisis. That's the former U.S. ambassador to Russia. That's what basically everybody that was formerly an ambassador or worked to basically bring down the Soviet Union is saying this is really dangerous. Encircling Russia and arming Ukraine are what's provoking the bear. Jack Metlock, U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 87 to 91, says the U.S. and NATO are to blame for the Ukraine crisis. Yeah. I just tell it like I see it. I've never been for any of these wars against Serbia, against Iraq. I was against attacking Libya to put al-Qaeda in charge, who's now basically taken the whole country 3 years later. I am now supporting Senator Rand Paul and his call for Obama to really bomb ISIS. Because if they don't, it will engulf the entire Middle East and triple gas prices, which is part of the globalist plan, is to create such a worldwide crisis that then they'll bait and switch and go attack Syria, Egypt, Iran, you name it, and start World War III. And then ISIS and Saudi Arabia will laugh all the way to the bank. Remember, Saudi Arabia supposedly attacked us on 9/11, so we attacked Iraq. Now our government for 4 years has been funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria, Libya, and other areas. And so now the answer is bomb Assad again. That's how dumb they think everybody is. They just play stupid with everybody. So I'm just telling like it is. It's not that Russia's some angel over there. It's that they're not offensively in our backyard. Russia isn't taking our liberties. They're not passing Obamacare. They didn't open our borders. They haven't gotten 92 million people not working now, 100 and something million on welfare. Latest numbers out of the Congressional Budget Office and a bunch of other sources as well. That's in CNS News. All of this is going on. So NATO approves troops on Russian border. Former U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union. The U.S. and NATO are provoking the Ukraine crisis. Yeah, that's like saying that fish swim in the ocean. The West overthrew Ukraine when they didn't join the EU. Russian general demands preemptive nuclear strike doctrine against NATO. So what happens next? Zero hedge up on Infowars.com. That's in the Russian news. Now that, our media is saying that means they want to nuke us. No. 6 years ago, in 2008, NATO changed the doctrine, and the United States changed the doctrine, and said they may preemptively nuke Russia first. That broke MAD that had been around since the mid-50s, Mutually Assured Destruction, or MAD, where if you launch a nuclear attack, we launch. And then we didn't have a nuclear war. Here comes the neocons and the neo-libs. None of them ever been in the military. They're just all a bunch of delusional, crazy warmongers. I mean, Napoleon was a top general genius. He attacked Russia, thought he could win and lost. Hitler was a pretty smart guy overall, though. He was obviously mentally ill. But it was a military. He had Iron Cross first and second class. That's the Congressional Medal of Honor, Iron Cross first class. Was a corporal in the German military and had all these top generals, and he lost. So even generals end up miscalculating. We got a bunch of globalists and a bunch of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan bankers that run the EU that want to eat up all these countries like Greece and Poland and Ukraine, and Russia says, no, you can't have our oil fields and our oil infrastructure we built in the last 100 years. It's ours. You can't have our military base we've had for 500 years on the Black Sea. And so they've just sent in NATO-backed mercenaries to attack them. I mean, that's what's going on here. It's crazy. Russia's Russian general demands preemptive nuclear strike doctrine against NATO. So they're saying, okay, 6 years ago you changed your doctrine, saying you can nuke us first. We want the doctrine changed and change our war plan to nuke you first. And as the former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush said here just last week, that means some kind of missile gets launched or they get a blip that's wrong. They will have a doctrine with the generals to go ahead and pull the trigger and launch a full-out nuclear war. And where are your glitterbug preachers teaching faith-based initiative, state-run media, clergy response team, state-run biblical doctrine, unbiblical doctrine? Where are all you guys going to be when this happens? And you don't get the golden parachute. You don't get raptured out of here up to the Enterprise. All you glitter bugs busy, you know, out there. And I'm speaking about the so-called Christians of this country who aren't protesting the abortuaries, who aren't protesting the open borders, who aren't protesting all the tyranny and corruption. You just go hide in your churches and then secretly get government walking orders, marching orders, and spew garbage at your mindless flocks. You are literal devils, red devils in the pulpits, and you know it. Every time I see you, all of you, I want to throw up. You will lose everything because of your cowardice, and God does not know you. I just want to say that. It's obvious. Look at the fruits of what you do. Look at how the churches have turned this country over. And instead, they'll just have street preachers obnoxiously screaming at people downtown. I was down on South Congress last night eating dinner, and there were these super obnoxious street preachers just screaming at people walking out of restaurants at 8 o'clock at night like we were devil worshipers, just totally turning everybody off. I mean, you can just see how the devil wrote this script. I'm sorry, let me move on here. Russian general demands preemptive nuclear strike doctrine against NATO. We're going to get into that today. Pretty big deal. Just can't believe it. Meanwhile, ISIS to the rescue. This is up on Infowars.com, a Tony Cartolucci article from Land Destroyer. Amid NATO's failures in Ukraine, America's terrorist mercenaries threaten war with Russia. I would say the globalist mercenaries. But sure, I mean, the globalists run our countries, you can say, I guess, America. And now they put out press releases and announcements that they're going to be attacking Russia now. Isn't that interesting? ISIS is going to attack Russia now. They're not attacking the U.S. or Israel yet, though they've said they will hit America when they're done. And have had ISIS flags posted outside the White House and at public events. And clearly, folks, there are ISIS sympathizers in this country. Shia Islam is 80%, and a good 15% of that, so we're talking around 10% of total Islam, is Wahhabist, absolute demon creatures who are murdering Muslims everywhere that dare let their girls go to school or don't make them wear bags over their heads or don't make them, you know, be sexually mutilated. And this is Saudi Arabia's group taking over the world, and now they've announced they're going to attack Russia. You can go read the quotes. So there you go. I mean, look at who we're aligned with on every front. ISIS attacking Syria, ISIS attacking Russia. Truly disgusting. And speaking of ISIS, when we come back from break, the video is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Cinematically, it's probably one of the best produced videos we've ever put out. And it just gives you a little flavor of what you're going to be seeing across the board from here on out in filmmaking, you name it, as we gear up and get more filmmakers, more editors, and more crew, thanks to all your support out there. Spreading the word about the broadcast, buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. 97% of it goes right back into this operation to battle the globalists toe-to-toe. And you can go to the site, man crosses U.S. border dressed as ISIS terrorist, simulates beheading. Now, James O'Keefe did this about a month ago, dressed as Osama bin Laden. We went down to El Paso, literally a mile from the city, about 2 miles from downtown, by a park. with Juarez right across the 30-foot river that's about a foot deep. We have video of Joe Biggs walking across, dressed as a jihadi with the big ISIS, really an al-Qaeda flag, and with a sword with a severed head. Simulated, plastic, rubber, simulated, cut-off head. Just to illustrate, our border is wide open. And not out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, right here in Texas. And we got a border sheriff saying the feds have told him and confirmed ISIS is preparing to attack.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, back live. We've got very important economic news, Second Amendment news, and more. Scientific news coming up in the next segment. I want to be very clear concerning the stunt we've pulled down on the Texas-Mexico border in the most populous city on the border, El Paso, in between Juarez in Mexico, is being done to draw attention to the fact the border is wide open. And last Friday, Homeland Security issued what they said is the most credible threat since 9/11 of an imminent ISIS terror attack on the Texas border targeting El Paso on or before 9/11, now 6 days away. Now, that's newsworthy to go cover. And we're there getting people to pay attention by showing that someone even dressed up like an ISIS jihadi with a severed head and a 3-foot sword can walk right across in the United States while 11 passenger jets have been seized by Al-Qaeda. That's what they're called. IS is Al-Qaeda. Our government got embarrassed funding them and creating them and pushing them, and so they changed the name to IS. They're now attacking Russia as well. And so Joe Biggs and Josh Owens went down there. Josh put this piece together last night. They both did a great job to bring attention to our open border. So that there is an attack, the government gets the blame, Obama gets the blame, whether it's false flag or real or they let it happen. The point is, we're drawing attention to this. Here is the report. See the video at InfoWars.com. Please send it out on Facebook, Twitter. Get it to your friends and family. If the mainstream media picks this up, alternative media picks this up, it could really draw some attention to what's happening and stop a false flag or real attack. Here it is. And again, Texas Sheriff says ISIS cells are operating in Juarez, Mexico, and he's ready for them. He got that federal briefing. That's confirmed. Understand that's Big 2 News. What is that, NBC?
The feds have issued a terror alert and believe an attack by the terrorist group ISIS is imminent on or before September 11th, the 13th anniversary of the worst attack on American soil. InfoWars investigates just miles from the center of El Paso, Texas, where we were able to cross the river from Mexico into America. Thousands of other than Mexicans cross our borders from over 75 different countries. InfoWars has shown you time and time again that our borders are intentionally left unsecured, and now these ISIS psychopaths are ready to strike at targets on American soil. We know our government has created and funded ISIS, so whether or not this is a real threat or a false flag, the globalists are now one step closer to their end game, stripping us of all our liberties. So we dress up like an ISIS jihadi to be as obvious as possible, to show and to illustrate just how wide open the border really is.
All right, narrating the video, we show the Rio Grande near a city park in El Paso. Juarez, right across the border. Joe Biggs simulates murdering someone, chopping their head off with a 3-foot sword. He lifts the ISIS flag and the severed head, loiters, and then begins walking across the Rio Grande that's only about a foot deep at that point. Right into the United States. And all day there are people milling back and forth there on that area of the border. We have video of the border sign right there. The Mexican flag flies right across the water there. It's a landmark right there by the border crossing. Border patrol only a mile away or less. And no one stops him.
Thank you, Obama, for leaving your southern borders open so ISIS can terrorize America. ISIS thanks you, President Obama. We claim this land for Sharia law.
If ISIS can enter the United States, then anyone can. So why are there checkpoints on the highways? Why are there checkpoints checking babies' diapers with the TSA while illegals are allowed to fly without having ID? Because, my friends, it's all a giant hoax. Whether they're real ISIS attacks or the globalist agent attack, it'll all be used to take all of our freedoms in this country and grow the military-industrial complex takeover domestically. Which isn't good for veterans, citizens, black, white, Christian, old, young, Muslim, Hispanic. It doesn't matter who you are. This global empire is not even an American empire. It's a mega offshore banking empire using our muscle to establish a planetary regime. Up on InfoWars.com, we have Sergei Tanikin, quote, "We first fought in the name of religion, then communism, to fight communism, and now in the name of drugs and terrorism, Our excuses for global domination always change. See the graphic. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Masses of key intel and news straight ahead. This is an incredible time to be alive, and we're here as your wartime broadcasters.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Song with Dave Mustaine. A bunch of them are my favorites. Play My Darkest Hour. Extremely powerful song. Of course, he wrote this, I think it's a few minutes, he said, when he heard that the bus had jumped over in Europe, killing one of the members of the group after he left it. Go ahead and crank it up. I'm going to say hi to Dave and everybody else out there listening, and we'll get into all the news. You've got some powerful information coming up in the next segment. If you think the stunt was interesting that we pulled down there on the border, draw attention to the fact that it's wide open. Get ready. Let me let Dave have the floor.
In my hour of need, I know.
governments run by people that funded a group to take over the Middle East who murder every Christian and secular police officer they get their hands on. Crank it up. Here it is. Here's the message to Obama.
If you
tried believing in the mission to stabilize the Middle East, but it was all part of a larger plan to destabilize it. Now I know it was you. Here's the key. Exposing the hard truth, because it's the only hope we've got as a nation and as a world to face reality, expose the lies, embrace the truth, and hit our knees to Jesus Christ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. Coming up at the start of the next segment, we have something very powerful we're going to premiere here that will again draw attention to the fact that our borders are completely wide open as part of a North American Union deal. You've seen all these top generals, all these leaders say that's the plan. We're drawing attention to it. And this video will go live on YouTube simultaneously and will go up on InfoWars.com in the next segment. Buckley, are you ready to do that? And I'll give you the headline. But let's just be ready to launch and have it go up on InfoWars.com for all the radio listeners so they can go see it at the start of the next segment. PrisonPlanet.com as well. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Then filmmaker Joel Gilbert joins us. And more. William Binney, former top NSA whistleblower. And more. But if you just joined us, man crosses U.S. border dressed as ISIS terrorist, simulates beheading. Stunt took place in exact spot where feds say ISIS terror attack is imminent. Meanwhile, Minneapolis City Council demands answers on black helicopter military drills. Close quote. I thought the black helicopters didn't exist. It's all part of a desensitization program for martial law. That's declassified. When can the FBI use national security letters to go after journalists? That's classified. That's from the Freedom of the Press Foundation, the targeting of the press. Soros signals Argentina's shale is biggest place to be. Soros doubled his stake in state-owned oil company in Argentina, while for the last 7 years spending tens of millions of dollars to lobby to shut down shale production in the U.S. by wildcat small companies. And I'm not saying shale fracking is good overall. I'm not saying there aren't problems, but most of it's financed by Soros and Saudi Arabia, who don't want us to have our own oil. So a coal plant in Mexico that's totally dirty is okay, but a coal plant in Texas that's clean is not okay. Because it's not owned by General Electric. So a cleaner fracking system, say in East Texas, I got a family that are petroleum geologists, as long as it's done right, there's literally no problems. That's not okay, but a dirty one in Argentina is okay. Because, see, that's how you make money if you're George Soros and Warren Buffett. You don't let the Keystone Pipeline come in, and then the oil of Canada has to be shipped out to the West Coast and to China on record. See, that's how big fortunes are made in the mafia system, is gaming everything. Just thought I'd tell you how things really work, just in case everybody wanted to know. That's all George Soros and Warren Buffett, the two work together, do. They just run around continually. They'll lobby to get laws passed. that you can't have arsenic at, you know, one part per billion in the water, which doesn't even hurt you, but then all those other toxins can be added, just so then they have a patented system and then make cities buy their multi-billion dollar water cleaning thing to cut out the arsenic. It's just, it's all a big game to them. And then on the other end of it, dump fluoride with hundreds of other chemicals into the water after it's been purified. It's all part of sick jokes to them. I mean, there's no end to what they do to us, no end to the scams they pull. They absolutely love it. Look at this headline. Do you receive free lunch at work? The IRS wants to tax it. That's right. A couple times a month, I end up buying the whole office food. We get Mexican food. We get barbecue. We get vegetarian stuff sometimes. Runs the gamut. And even though I pay taxes on that as a company, and even though I pay all these regulatory fines and fees on every level, and we pay to drive over there with the gas we use and sales tax, the IRS wants to surveil everything you do. There are few agencies more hated, corrupt, and degraded in the entire nation, and that's not saying a lot. And it's a Michael Krieger article up on Infowars.com, and it goes into how they want to tax your lunch now at work if it's given to you. Another article up on Infowars.com from yesterday's interview, and the video from yesterday's interview with Rappaport is posted there. Very important to get this out to people and break the blockade in dinosaur media, state-run media, that a top recently retired CDC scientist who co-authored the big study says it's a fraud that they know vaccines are linked directly to massive increases in autism, a triple fold in their study in boys. Because the blood-brain barrier is not as strong on boys as it is on girls. Now, they were ordered to put out a fake study. And we even have the 2000 document that came out in 2004 when it was the roundtable meeting, a board meeting of the CDC with all the scientists. This is on ABC News. You can look it up. And they said, oh, my God. And by the way, this was leaked. And this actually made it mainstream news. It was devastating for the globalists. And they literally were in there saying, oh, my gosh, you know, don't give this to your grandkids. I'm going to tell my daughter, don't give it to my grandson. Millions have been harmed by this. The whole government will fall if this is known. In fact, I'm going to do a report. I want to have my research crew repull the 2004 ABC News, CDC New, I forget the exact headline. It's something like, in fact, you guys probably pull it up right now. Let me think of the exact headline. I'm going to do this yesterday. Let me just go into my archive here. My own little brain was the exact headline. CDC New vaccines were causing autism. CDC board new vaccine autism link ordered cover-up. And you read the transcript that was released of the meeting that the, you know, secretary was there copying down, taking dictation. And then you understand that was 10 years ago. Well, actually, 14 years ago, but 10 years ago it came out. No one's gotten in trouble. They haven't stopped. They've added more vaccines they claim are compulsory, which aren't. Another lie, another hoax, another fraud. And they're now trying to make them mandatory. And now they push them on pregnant women. The inserts still say don't give any vaccines to a pregnant woman. But then instead of admitting they're killing everybody or maiming people, they just go, oh, there's no side effects. Safe and effective. Give it to pregnant women. In fact, in 2009 with the whole H1N1 hoax, I remember on the news saying, you know, pregnant women ought to take two flu shots. Yeah, because you need one of those like a hole in the head. You have any idea what that does to a pregnant woman? We've had medical doctors on the nightmares that it causes. They know. Any nurse, any doctor listening who graduated, you know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and not 5 years ago, knows, yes, you never give pregnant women shots. But all the new ones go, no, you give extra. I mean, what a cult, man. State-run medicine, state-run media, state-run churches, state-run education, state-run. And who runs the state? The big mega banks. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. the Rockefeller Foundations, the Annenberg CPB Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment. And what are their goals? Go read their public goals. Worldwide planetary government forced population reduction. So we need to get this bombshell article out to everybody. It's up on Infowars.com. I mean, you should print it off. You should send it to your friends and family that have kids, or your daughter or your son who's having a kid, their family. I mean, I see pregnant women in an elevator. I see pregnant women at a grocery store. I see pregnant women at the park. I see pregnant women anywhere. I walk over and I go, "Hi, I'm Alex Jones." You know, I cover media and news, and a lot of them say, "Oh, I know who you are." I'll say, "Okay, well, just want to let you know, I interview a lot of medical experts, and I just got to tell you, please investigate the inserts of the vaccines, because they're going to tell you safe and effective, no side effects. Get the insert, read it. It'll say narcolepsy, epilepsy, cancer, death, heart attacks, brain embolisms, autoimmune disorders, Guillain-Barré. Don't believe me. Ask for the insert." Now people are doing that now. They'll give you a one-sheet printout, frequently asked questions. You don't want that. You want the drug insert. And a lot of times they go, "No, my husband and or my mom's already saying, look at that, and I already knew that, but thank you." A lot of them say, "Yeah, I know there's some problems, but, you know, I'm worried on the other side. Like, what will they?" I go, "Listen, just read the insert." And you know, sometimes they'll start arguing. I'll say, "Listen, I just got a responsibility to tell you. I'm not going to apologize. I love you." I do it in restaurants. My kids don't even say, "Oh, Dad," you know, anymore. They don't even get embarrassed anymore. I'll be in a Mexican food restaurant or wherever. Last time, a few weeks ago, I was, and there was a lady in there pregnant with her husband. She already had another kid. And I went over and I said, "What a great family you got here." Because that's annoying. And I spent a minute or two. They ended up thanking me. But I'm not in people's business, folks. It's my business and your business that they don't get to hurt these kids. It's normal to be informed. It's normal to be involved in a free society. I don't know how people don't have an absolute total drive to want to warn everybody they know about what's happening. We're all in this together, folks, and society is degenerating by design. Every major defense department, the British, the U.S., says total collapse is coming. We've shown you the Ministry of Defense reports, the Pentagon reports, the Rand Corporation reports. Secretary of Defense Hagel said the, quote, whole world is blowing up. And here's the deal. Under Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven type mindset, that's the plan. Because the globalists have exempted themselves from everything, indemnified themselves with diplomatic and corporate immunity, and administrative law courts, transferred the power to international unelected boards. We're already in a global government right now, in their own words. And the global government is basically run by people that are archetypal Carl Jung totem poles of evil. And by that, they are a hierarchical system that has sold out to the dark side for temporal power on terra firma. On this flying rock that has a thin skin of life on its surface. We live on a planet with flying fish, hundreds of species of parrots, an atmosphere, mountains, stars all around us. And meanwhile, we have evil globalists running things to the ground, trying to shutter our consciousness, shutter our perception, so they can play God and dominate us. You people aren't even one trillionth of even understanding the face of God if you don't want to empower humanity, and if you want to butcher creation and engage in wild, mad scientist experiments on your lustful power trip. This came out last week. There's more info this week confirming it. Brain-to-brain telepathic communication achieved for first time. Team of U.S.-led. How about documented for the first time? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, science did it. Yeah, right. Team of U.S.-led researchers successfully achieved brain-to-brain communication between humans from India to France with brains controlling the instruments. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been scientifically proven, major university studies, you can look them up, that you can tell when somebody's looking at you. How many times have you been walking through the woods on your own property, if you got property, and somebody's poaching, you feel them looking at you, and you walk 200 yards to the woods and find them in a tree stand staring right at you? Or how many times you've been sitting there at a restaurant, still somebody looking at you, and you turn around, they're looking at you, and their eyes are right on you? Everybody knows that there is some type of electromagnetic, whatever you want to call it. It's been proven that birds and bats and insects know how to fly thousands of miles, monarch butterflies, off of magnetic cells in their brains. Humans have these as well. That's what we navigate off of. It's what, again, ducks navigate off of. It has something to do with that at the science level, but it's even deeper. But I love how science, so-called science, acts like they've done it for the first time. No, just because you did brain-to-brain communication and believe you've proven it for the first time does not mean it's been done for the first time. There are a lot of things going on in heaven and earth that aren't in your books, Shakespeare wrote. We all know it. It's written on our heart.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kit. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Here back live, about to end the first hour. A bunch of very informative guests coming up in the second. Speaking of the second hour, a lot of key Second Amendment news. Under Obama, only the rich 10% saw incomes rise. NASA says asteroid will pass, quote, very close to the Earth on Sunday. That's all coming up. We're being sent by listeners from Houston and Milwaukee and you name it. Photos of people at coffee shops and delis and at parks wearing ISIS T-shirts, wearing ISIS badges. And I'm seeing them on a lot of leftist sites. We saw ISIS signs show up in Ferguson, Missouri. We've seen them show up at the White House. It's the new Che Guevara. So we're going to have an article later explaining how the new Che Guevara is ISIS patches, ISIS flags, is the new Vogue. And this is a real, this is the majority Islam group, a subsection of that, that is just seen as incredibly cool in many areas of the Middle East and here in the United States. And so if you want to know who's radical, that's who. They're letting ISIS members fly back to the U.S. That's mainstream news yesterday. England, quote, re-educates them in a two-week-long course a few nights a week. Oh, you're allowed to go jihadi and cut heads off, but since the West wants you to do that, you know, and overthrow countries, then you get to come back. So they work for our government, the criminals that run our government. Our border's wide open. They gave them oil fields. They didn't bomb them early on. They've done stage bombing to divert the public. It's really al-Qaeda in Iraq. Is ISIS that's taken over in Syria and other areas. This is the group Rand Paul last year said, don't arm them and don't bomb Assad for these people. Now he says we got to bomb ISIS because they're taking over, and I agree with him. The problem is it won't be real bombing, or they'll end up bombing, you know, Egypt or something. ISIS attacks America, we'll probably attack Egypt. I'm not kidding. So here is the Obama ISIS ice bucket challenge. The video is going up on Infowars.com right now. It'll be tweeted out during the next break at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who put together the video with our great video editor and cameraman Josh Owens yesterday, of him coming across at the El Paso border crossing, literally just right there in the city at the park, dressed up like an ISIS person, cutting off a head and crossing the border to show how wide open it is, with the sheriffs confirming they've been briefed by the feds that they believe a real imminent attack is happening in that area of Texas by September 11th or on it. And then meanwhile, they've got TSA checkpoints and highway checkpoints and NSA surveillance of the Tea Party and the IRS harassing the Tea Party. And Homeland Security says the number one terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, and the founding fathers aren't welcome, wouldn't be welcome in today's military. That's mainstream news. That's the briefings our troops are being given. That's the treason, the overthrow of the American system that's going on. The whole Homeland Security system is pointed at the American people. Here is the new ISIS Bucket Obama Challenge. Here it is.
Since you have made it so easy for the Caliphate ISIS group to come into your country, I challenge you, President Barack Obama, to take the ISIS Head Bucket Challenge. Do not listen to your conservative swine or your patriotic groups, your Tea Party. Ignore them. Leave the borders wide open for me and my brethren to come in and do psychotic things. You created us. Love us. Let us in. Let us go running around and killing and taking places over. That's why you made us, isn't it? I will take this bucket of heads and dump it on me. This is the ISIS Bucket Challenge for President Barack Obama. Take it.
All right, and if you're against it, you're racist, folks. There you go. We'll be right back. The video just went live at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.